Peter. All right, good morning, or good afternoon, I should say. 12, yeah.
Doug, do you have any news on Carson Wentz's knee?
I do. Torn ACL.
You don't
have seen it? Torn ACL, it appears, yes.
Is it just the ACL, or is there other ligaments involved?
What the report I got this morning was just ACL, yeah.
Doug, you guys have overcome a lot of injuries this year, but Carson's your quarterback. He's an MVP candidate. Can your team overcome this?
You sure can. Heck yeah. We overcame a Pro Bowl left tackle. We overcame our middle linebacker. We've overcome a running back. We've overcome a core special teams player this year, our kicker this year. This is no different. He is the quarterback of our football team. Each one of these guys that I mentioned is tough to replace. Tough to replace. But you know what? The reason we went out and got Nick Foles is for reasons like this and for situations like this. I'm excited for Nick, obviously. I hate it for Carson Wentz. I hate it for the season, I guess, that he's been having. But at the same time, it's been the next man up mentality, and that's how we approach it this week.
Doug, how soon the swelling still have to subside before Carson can have his surgery and everything, and do how soon he can?
Didn't discuss that yet.
Have you had a chance to talk to him, and what was your message to him?
I didn't see him today. Got him in, got him out. Didn't see him today, so I'll see him probably later in the week.
Do you know how it happened? I mean, was it part of that hit, or was it a step before he leaped in?
You know, it's hard to say. It appears, watching the film again today, that it was actually before the contact. So it could be a non-contact deal. That's just what it appears like on tape.
Before contact on that play, like before he dove, or?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, before he dove.
What do you say to fans who, you know, are as disappointed as it could possibly get, you know, with news like this? You know, everyone was just so thrilled with the way Carson Wentz was playing.
Yeah.
Obviously, Nick has done this before, but people suddenly think your Super Bowl chances are gone. And what do you say to fans that are reacting like that?
That's a great question. You know what? People thought our chances were gone by the wayside when Jason Peters went down too, and when Darren Sproles goes down. You know, and all the guys I mentioned earlier, and to the fans out there, they can't you can't lose faith. I mean, this has been a resilient football team all season long, and if there's ever an opportunity for me as a head football coach to rally the troops, you know, now might be the time, you know, we just came off a tremendous victory to win the NFC East. Guys are riding extremely high. It's a little bittersweet, but you know what? You know, we got the Giants this week, and we got an opportunity to if you win Sunday. You get a first round bye, you know. So there's still a lot to play for, and that's what's exciting about the rest of this season. We're still playing for that opportunity to hopefully be in that game. And Nick has played a ton of football, and I was here when we drafted him, and we drafted him for a reason. And then we went out and got him again this offseason for a reason. And you never want it to be under these circumstances, but at the same time, you know. My confidence is extremely high in Nick. You saw what he did in that game last night. The big third and eight to Nelson. I mean, these are things people ask me, well, why did you throw the ball? Because I got confidence in Nick. I got confidence in the guys. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. I'm going to continue to stay aggressive. I'm going to lead this football team. You know, it falls more on my shoulders than it does these players. So that's why they need to stay encouraged. That's why they need to stay, you know, excited about this opportunity that we have in front of us.
How much value is there in having a backup who's he's been to the Pro Bowl, he's played in the playoffs and played well, he started a bunch of games, as opposed to maybe a younger guy who, you know, you're high on?
That's huge. It's huge because, you know, yeah, love to be 11-2 and everything's great, but, you know, at the same time, I know, and I think everybody in this room knows, and everybody out there knows, that if you don't have a backup quarterback that's played, has had snaps in this league, it's tough. It's tough to continue the things that you've done and the things you've built this season. So I think it's valuable, and I think it's a credit to, you know, to Howie and Joe and the guys and my relationship with Nick to bring a guy like that in here who is very capable of getting the job done.
Nick has that track record of success, but he's a different quarterback than Carson, obviously not as mobile. How much work do you have this week tailoring the offense to Nick's strength?
You know, that's the other thing that's interesting from the standpoint of, you say, mobile. You know, when was the last time we did an RPO where Carson ran the football on a run? When was the last time that outside of a scramble that we designed a run for Carson Wentz? We haven't done that many times at all. So going forward, there's not much we have to do, you know. It's more or less just what is he comfortable with? What is he, you know, what is Nick familiar with? And, you know, I've known him for a lot of years, and you know, we're going to continue to have the same, you know, communication that Carson and I had during the weeks, and you know, Carson's going to be a big part of helping Nick get ready too. You know, so not much going forward is going to have to change.
Is there a sense of? I know it's still early. Is there a sense of the timetable and this stretching into next season training?
No, not at this point. And again, I don't want to put any limitations on that.
He's such a team guy. I know he's still going to want to be involved with the team. What kind of role can he have, even though he's not going to?
Yeah, a lot like Jordan Hicks and, you know, Jason Peters and these guys. I mean, he can be around, be in the meeting rooms. He can watch the tape. He can, you know, even as much as, you know, being there on game day, you know, and being another set of eyes and for the quarterbacks, for Nick, and, you know, just having his input and having him around, you know, around the guys too, it would be a big boost, and obviously an opportunity for him now to kind of put the coaching hat on and to help Nick.
I know you're only looking 1 week ahead for the game, but organizationally speaking, have you talked to Howie and Joe about how? I mean, they have to think ahead to whether Carson's going to be available in the spring, which is unlikely after a torn ACL. I mean, have you talked to them about what kind of plans are being made for the offseason in Carson in terms of his rehab?
You know what? I'm focused on the New York Giants, man. I'm not even focused on April.
Not right now.
You mentioned the RPOs specifically. You guys lead the league in RPOs by a significant margin. That doesn't change at all with Carson's skill set versus Nick's?
No.
What?
What do you mean when you say RPO? You mean when he runs?
Well, his.
When was the last time he ran on a designed run?
His mobility, his athletic ability, that threat is.
Usually has come on a scramble. Our RPO game is much different now than it was beginning of the season. And, you know, even in the game yesterday, some of the RPOs we did, if you pay close attention, they're down the field throws. And they're. You know, they're quarterback pocket throws. So we're not asking our quarterback to expose himself necessarily on a designed QB run. So.
There's a report that Sidney Jones is going to start practicing this week. Can you confirm that?
The report. He can practice this week. Yeah, he's been cleared to practice.
Mm-hmm. The fact that you're 11-2, you climbed the mountain to likely a first round bye.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make the Foles' task in front of him a little less daunting with this already accomplished?
It's interesting because, you know, we're still fighting not only for a playoff game, but also home field. So, you know, it's still pretty important these next few games, these next 3 weeks for us as a team. And, you know, our mentality is like we're just going to focus on this week we're going to put the best game plan together and try to go win a football game, you know, up in New York this week and then see what happens after that. But, yeah, it's just, you know, we still have a lot in front of us, a lot to play for.
How serious is Stefan Wisniewski's ankle injury?
He'll be fine. He's going to be day-to-day. So, you know, I expect him to probably do some walk-through things, an individual potentially on Wednesday, and just give him, you know, a day-to-day situation with him.
Are you comfortable going with
defense? You know, was it guys getting out of their lanes?
We had a couple times where, you know, we're getting cut out of our lane and then just missing tackles. And that's just something that we gotta focus on this week. Gotta get better at that. Too many yards after contact yesterday, and then the runner obviously in the open field. So, guys will get a chance to watch the tape, make corrections, and down the stretch we gotta make sure we shore that end of it up.
You haven't been with Nick for, I guess, 5 of the last 6 years. How much of an advantage is that for both of you, just that familiarity?
I think it's huge. I think it really is huge. Kind of knowing how he ticks, how he thinks. Same way, you know, kind of knowing how, you know, he's seen me now, you know, call these games this year. So I think that relationship is going to be probably even better now. Obviously that he gets the starting job and all the roles and all the reps and everything during the week. So, it's just something that I look forward to and getting him ready to go for Sunday.
Nate Phillips, now your backup quarterback. What have you seen from him, and are you comfortable with Nate being in that backup role?
Yeah, Nate's done a really good job. It's part of the reason why we, brought him up, earlier in the year. Teams were interested in Nate Sudfeld, and we feel real comfortable with him, obviously, and I've been there too. I've been there as that third quarterback being brought up, and now the number two. So not only are we getting Nick ready, but also Nate at the same time has to be prepared to go in and play. But
I know you're
saying a lot of confidence in him.
You're saying that the offense is going to stay.
1 second.
I know you're saying the offense is going to be very similar with Nick in, but. You know, you've talked about how special Carson is and giving him a lot more autonomy, especially at his age and development, than other quarterbacks you've coached or even seen in the league. Is Nick just getting the same keys to the car the way you had it with Carson, take it, see it? I mean, is it just kind of next man in and the whole thing stays the same?
Yeah. I understand this. He's a veteran player who's played and he's won a lot of games, not only here but other places that he's been. And Nick's a highly intelligent football player. He's smart, to the point of, he and I are going to continue to dialogue like Carson and I did during the week. And I want to make sure that there's plays in this plan that he's comfortable with, that he likes. I want him to speak his mind just like Carson would. And we keep going. So, this is a veteran player we're talking about. And so I feel comfortable doing that.
Any more questions? Have you already talked to Howie about bringing in a new third quarterback?
I have not.
As a follow-up on Sidney Jones, it's a 21-day window. Are you hoping to get him back for the playoffs, or do you just want to see him do football?
We're just to the point of just want to see him out there running around doing football activity. He's, outside of the normal workouts that he's been doing, really changing direction and doing more football work this week.
As a head coach, you mentioned rallying the guys. How big of a challenge is that for you right now to make sure everyone's on the same page after losing such a big player?
Well, it's huge. It's I think even the guys felt it after the game yesterday that it's we just rally, man, and we support the next guy. And from my standpoint, it's you don't waver, man. You don't let people see you sweat. You just put your head down and you just go to work. And you get everybody ready to play. It was evident yesterday when Carson was out of the game. You saw Nick come in and come back and lead us to victory in that game. So that right there is a great step in the right direction.
Thanks, guys.